Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the ADL has outdone themselves. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this November 18th, Wednesday edition, 2009. As we accelerate into the depths of fall, nearing winter, and the end of this calendar year, we can certainly pat ourselves on the back that we are making major headway against the globalists. They have a lot of the big head cards, and they've got the organization and the funds, but the establishment is really starting to panic and try to bully the American people into shutting their mouths. They're trying to issue a chilling effect edict that anyone that reads the New York Times, when Ban Ki-moon, the Secretary General of the UN, calls for world government, if you say there is a world government, when you read it in hundreds of newspapers per day now, literally every day, hundreds per day. Go to Google, type in world government, New World Order, click Google News, hundreds a day, thousands a week, 12,000 in one day back during the G20, 12,000 articles calling for world government and the end of the dollar and carbon taxes and one-child policies worldwide. And if you come out and read out of the New York Times, the ADL calls you an anti-Semite. I mean, this is insane. But it's just like what Chris Matthews is doing. And the other host on, especially MSNBC, but CNBC, CNN, Anderson Cooper does it. If you say that Obama's policies are socialistic, really, they're a wealth transfer to the elite, but on the surface, it is socialistic. Newsweek headline, we're all socialists now. Remember that cover? So they could admit it's socialist. But then if you say, hey, I don't want to live under socialism, it doesn't work too well. Chris Matthews, the ADL, comes out and attacks you. Ladies and gentlemen, the ADL is now attacking Lou Dobbs, Glenn Beck, Michelle Malkin, myself, in the most savage attacks I have ever seen. And CBS News covered it. Jerusalem Post covered it. Scores of other newspapers are now running with it. And here's what's really wild about it. I'm going to break it all down today and tell you about the guests that are coming up. But this is big. Is that they have six new reports on the ADL website. And I am listed in five of the reports as the arch enemy. I am listed as powerful and incredibly popular and incredibly, well, I mean, that's what the New Republic did. They said, I mesmerized people. I mesmerize them? You mean I go, oh, here's the New York Times saying world government, we're going to pay taxes to the UN. Oh, I'm so mesmerizing. I mean, come on. What's mesmerizing people is that the mainstream media demonized anybody that talked about this in the last 20 years and tried to attach anti-Semitism. It's actually the government and the ADL and the media that always jump into everything and put it in people's minds that it's Jews. And they know what they're doing. So they can then demonize the movement against the globalist and keep mainline folks from joining it, where you open the newspaper up and it says world government's being announced and it's good. Well, wait, Alex Jones has said this for years, but I better not talk about it because I'll be called an anti-Semite. What does it have to do with that? They're making it about that, and that's why the federal government's been caught over and over and over again, Southern Poverty Law Center and others, running the white supremacist groups. Not infiltrating them, running them. That's why they have these groups attacking who? Me. Who's the number one enemy of the Nazis? They attack me more than they attack Benjamin Netanyahu. We're going to explain how this works today. This is the deep secrets of the New World Order. Believe me, they're not going to like it. I'm their number one enemy because I've got your number, Jack. You got me?
most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Oh, the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. I come back Sundays, abbreviated transmission, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Let me tell you about the different guests we have on with us. We have the former head of policy, number two at the Department of the Treasury, also former Wall Street Journal editor, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, coming on to cover the 15-month low for the dollar and why gold has gone up to $1,150 an ounce today. In futures, it's trading even higher. Gold hits record near $1,150 an ounce as dollar slips, Reuters headline. Then George Humphrey is going to be back in studio with us today, former city council member in Austin, documentary filmmaker, author, good friend of mine. I want to talk to him about a host of issues. And then we've never had her on, and people have requested her, and I'm excited to tell you that she's going to be on with us to cover what's happening with the economy, the police state, and so much more. We have Catherine Austin Fitz, and she was the president of Hamilton Securities Group, investment bank and financial software developer, assistant secretary of housing for the Federal Housing Commissioner under Bush 1, managing director. She was number two at HUD, basically. managing director and member of the board of Wall Street firm Dillon Reed & Co. That's super high-powered. Catherine has designed and closed over $25 billion of transactions and investments to date and has led portfolio strategy for $300 billion of financial asset liabilities. Solari.com is her site. So we're very excited to have her coming on today for her maiden voyage with us. So that is coming up today. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, George Humphrey, and Catherine Austin Fitz. George Humphrey will be in studio. My mind has been racing with all of the hypocrisy, with all of the corruption, and also with the exhilaration of the fact that we are certainly making headway against the New World Order. The humbling realization that this radio show and the films I make and the websites are now being recognized across the globe by mainstream media publications as the most substantial and virulent threat to their power structure. The ADL has mirrored what has been said in the New Republic and Salon and in George Soros publications, but in a much more vicious format. And they've declared me the conspiracy king, incredibly powerful, incredibly influential, incredibly popular. And I don't like that. I'll be honest with you. To have the eye of Sauron staring directly at me when I'm trying to get the ring into the crack of doom, that's a little Hollywood analogy for folks, it's not fun. And I've been making the point in the last 6 months or so that not just indicators in the media and from government, but also dirty tricks being played on us, whisper campaigns, disinformation campaigns from all sides, all angles. It's creepy. And then it was reported, and then Senator Lamar Alexander also spoke on the floor about this. There is a White House enemies list. I am in the top 25 names. That's creepy. I mean, I never expected, and I'm talking about this from my perspective because it's the best way for me to be able to relay it to you. I never expected 14 years ago when I went down and started an Access TV show in a broom closet, the size of a broom closet, out of the control room. I didn't have any crews. I did it out of the control room myself. Just brought a camera in there. I had no inkling, no delusions of grandeur, nothing. I couldn't watch myself on television. I hated doing it. Hated it. But I hated watching the Democrats go after my guns. And I hated watching the city council steal old people's property with $1,000 a day fines for 3-inch grass. By the way, there's a big headline today in the news in Florida. $1,000 a day fines for 3-inch grass. Funny, because that's the point. You can go see Access TV shows I did in 96 when I would go out and interview the old people. Because they have databases. They target old people. When you go in the hospital and you've got cancer and they find out you live alone, it gets filed with the health department that you're at risk, and then that's given to special units in the city council, and then they have special predatory units in the police department that help shake you down. First code enforcement comes. Then the police come to your door, ask if you have a problem, and they beat you up. They take you to jail. That happened to Roland Ellingston. I mean, when I found out that they got that the town where I live has predatory groups in the government that feed on weak people, as a 21, 22-year-old, I got mad. And all my instincts for war, all my instincts for resistance are there for a reason. It's to defend women and children and old people. But they misplace our manhood into strutting around with high-powered weapons and camouflage and going and basically oppressing third-world cavemen. I'm not saying you're not tough. I'm not saying you're not brave. I'm telling you, all those energies are being wasted. More than wasted, they're being abused. And I'm nothing special. I'm just somebody that got angry. I started studying. I mean, I was a mainline Republican slash Ron Paul libertarian when I first got started. And then I learned more and more and more. I mean, I'd read books about the New World Order, and I'd read None Dare Call a Conspiracy when I was in high school, but it wasn't real. I didn't disbelieve it. It was just books I'd read. I wasn't consciously acting on it. I wasn't consciously looking through that lens. But let me tell you something. I found the New World Order right here in my town where I live. I found police and government bureaucrats who mercilessly steal innocent people's children for no reason just to fill quotas and make money. I watched them take ranchers' and farmers' property so that city council members could take control of it and make hundreds of millions of dollars selling it to build high-rise hotels and golf courses and subdivisions. And I watched good police and bureaucrats and people right next to them with blinders on, ignoring the evil that was happening right in front of their face through peer pressure. So I want to say to the ADL, before I start really breaking this down piece by piece, and to the George Soros crowd, and to the neocon crowd, I mean, they all attack me. All the establishment attacks me. The Nazis attack me. The ADL goes after me. The just every group. I'm sure most of you out there have seen it. There's a concerted campaign for years, but it's intensifying. And I knew it was going to have the opposite effect because I understand, I think, better than some of the old fossils that are still running the New World Order system, how the Internet really works. And I have confidence in my message. And so I know all these demonization campaigns actually help me because people want to go check out this Alex Jones. They want to find out what all the hubbub is about. And then they find out the true message. And intellectually and in their gut and in their spirit, they know I'm bona fide and for real. Warts and all, I'm not perfect, but they know the real deal because you're the real deal out there. And you're the real power of this radio show. Now, a lot of the old globalists are dying off or retiring and handing it over to the next room who still are intelligent and sophisticated and have even smarter people under them who are young. Been a total evolution in media, in culture, and everything. And they've been advising them for years that I am extremely dangerous to them and that we shouldn't just be ignored, that we should be demonized and smashed. But I've seen a change in the attacks, not just the massive intensification, but a major shift from just throwing a wall of noise and lies up. They've now stopped that bombardment and are now shifting to a new bombardment, saying this guy's dangerous and could cause a revolution. He needs to be dealt with. And just like in the final scene of the Body Snatchers from the 1970s, where the lady walks up to her friend and says, Bob, you know, where's our friends? And Bob starts hissing at her. He's been taken over by them. Basically, the alarm alert is going up now. The air raid sirens are going off inside the wolf's lair of the New World Order. And they are saying, this man is dangerous. He needs to be arrested. He needs to be stopped. He needs to be killed. And I don't have any delusions of grandeur. I know they could smash me flatter than a pancake, do a bloody mess. Or they could set me up this afternoon driving home, pull me over, and throw a bag of heroin in the back of my car. I have no illusions about the truth. But see, they understand the secret. They know they've lost real credibility with the entire population. And they understand now that no matter what they do, the battle is now joined. The people are now up on their hind legs, The war is now beginning.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah, don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, Alex. This is Noah from Houston. It seems to me that the NSA's one of their primary objectives is to secure the technological monopoly of the globalists by developing cutting-edge technology through DARPA, and then when the time is right, allowing that technology to be patented by one of their global corporations that is in the military-industrial complex in which they own. My question is, A, is this an accurate assessment of the NSA? B, is one of their primary objectives to secure this technological monopoly by not allowing technologies to be developed within the private sector, and see what can we do to combat this effectively, because in my opinion, that is as big as their financial monopoly and their media monopoly is their technological monopoly. Thank you.
I'm in favor of eugenics. You take a walk down, a trip down to your local Walmart and look around, and about 99% of the people are people that you do not want to be breeding and having babies. Thank you. Goodbye.
That's the new InfoWars radio comment line. 512-646-4444. We're going to be playing those each and every day. Monday through Sunday, we're on the radio 6 days a week. I'm going to address CBS Nightly News, the Jerusalem Post, the ADL, that all tried to savage yours truly yesterday. I want to break down the entire paradigm coming up in the next segment. But commenting on those two calls, here in my stack I have a mainstream news article stating that the National Security Agency is offering Microsoft a patch for Windows. And it's come out in federal court many times that back doors have been built in all the major software systems. Occasionally, a new encryption comes out or a new form of communication comes out, and the CIA, the FBI, Interpol in Europe go after the groups, sometimes taking them over, sometimes even killing the CEOs if they refuse to hand it over, and then issue a new version with a back door in it. Remember, I told you over a decade ago that OnStar is used to dial in and listen to you in your car. That's now mainstream news. Told you in 96 that your cell phones are being used. They dial in and listen even when they're off under federal law. They're designed to do that under federal law. Actually, international law, but the feds have complied. It's now mainstream news. Again, all I'm doing is telling you what's in the documents. So, yes, they're at least 30 years advanced in many forms of technology. They roll them out through select corporations. IBM is a government front. That's come out in declassified reports. They were afraid of the Sherman antitrust laws in the 70s and early 80s, so they set up Bill Gates, whose father was the head of Planned Parenthood and had been in Army intelligence, to give Bill Gates his own duopoly or oligopoly. It's a cartel. And so, yes, the world has adopted their grid. Notice ICANN was private, but DARPA gave them the registration, domain name, system. Now, that was given to the United Nations via ICANN a month ago. So the U.S. in 45 set up the U.N., and then they have the U.N. absorb the United States by U.S., the powerful interest in the U.S. The United States created the Internet and then gave it to the world, if you believe that. So just as they give the world the mass technologies that have their back doors, they sell the public cell phones that you pay money for that then track and trace everything you do and control your life, your little personal computer that you carry around with you that creates a psychological algorithm, a psychological profile of your personality type. This is the data management system. And again, I would tell people about this 10, 12 years ago because I would read it in science publications, in trade publications of high tech, Silicon Valley, Pentagon announcements, defense contractor announcements. I mean, Google announced 5 years ago they're using the audio mics and video cameras, standard on all new computers now, to watch you and listen to you. But they said, don't worry, we're only using computers to do that. And then we have ads pop up on the screen. So it isn't just where you visit. You ever notice you're on sites and, you know, you can be on the New York Times and ads are popping up for the dry cleaners a mile from your house saying, hey, this place is a mile from your house. That's only the tip of the iceberg. As for the eugenics caller, the elite want you dead, Bubba. See how that works? Sure, you want some living space, some Lebensraum. You're not going to be getting it. You understand? You are targeted for termination. You're a would-be, wannabe elitist. Sure, there are a lot of slobs out there. Doesn't mean you have a right to kill them. You got that, pal? Why don't you try to help them?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let's get down to it. Money is tight. We at Life Change Tea know this. So try our package deal and save some bucks. Feel better. Lose weight and feel better. Oh, yeah, I said that. And here's a thought. When you lose weight, you eat less. Less food saves you money. So now Life Change Tea makes you feel better, helps with your weight problem, and you will save money. It doesn't get any better. Order today. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You've heard it. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Lose weight, feel better, and save some bucks. That's GetTheTea.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose. Don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Back into your dream. Pancho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as polished steel. He wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Pancho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying words.
Oh, but that's the way it goes.
Oh, but that's the way it goes.
We are back live.
All the better.
Thank you for joining us.
They could have had him.
I'm now going to get into the giant assault by CBS News, the Jerusalem Post, George Soros Publications, the New Republic, a giant concerted attack yesterday. The ADL has billed yours truly, the Conspiracy King. And we're going to have a three-part series on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, today, tomorrow, and Friday. ADL calls Alex Jones Conspiracy King, insinuates he should be removed from society. So they tried ignoring me. Then they tried laughing at me. Then they tried attacking. Now they're talking about arresting. And in all of these articles, they're stating that I am causing violence and that I'm basically calling for violence and that I am a liar and that I must be stopped and that I, Alex Jones, am the kingpin, the number one threat. These are very serious, serious people. And so I want to go over this very important subject because it affects everyone. I don't really know where to start. I don't know where to begin. Should I go over all the lies and distortions in the 5 yesterday, a couple more in the last month, 7 different national intelligence reports given to all police departments in the country, given to the Pentagon, issued to the FBI? Should I go over these reports where they lie and say that I'm making it up, that in Arcadia in the Midwest that the Pentagon announced in the local paper they were going to do a gun confiscation drill? I mean, they had a sergeant in the paper saying we're going to do a drill where the gun shop dealer sold guns illegally and we're going to go door to door asking people to search their homes. I'm not the one that wrote that. Then they go and imply that I'm going to cause a violent attack on police and military. All I did was read the quotes out of the newspaper. They're hoping you don't go read that newspaper. And Paul Watson's done a general piece. He's going to do other pieces that go through the distortions and disinformation. They have a whole nother report, actually two reports, where they talk about how I'm running around telling everyone that a world government's forming and that a world government is going to come and get us and that it's run by big banks. Well, there's a problem, ADL. There's a problem, CBS News. There's a problem, Jerusalem Post. There's a problem, Salon. There's a problem, New Republic. There's a problem, White House. We're in the top 25 of the White House enemies list. That's been confirmed. Mainstream media reports we've covered here. The problem is, every day, if you go to a major search engine and type in the term New World Order and or world government or global government or death of the dollar or carbon tax, you will get hundreds and hundreds of news stories per day. Now, here's a few famous ones where they're particularly honest. One of them is written by Gideon Raikman, one of the editors at the Financial Times of London. I'm sorry, ADL, the Financial Times of London does exist. The headline is, and now for world government. And he goes on to say, yes, we need an authoritarian world government. And yes, we kept it secret from you for your own good. I mean, go read the article. So I'm bad, and this arch devil, I've got to basically wear a yellow star. It's like I'm in Nazi Germany. They're saying, we've got to be tracked. We've got to be traced. We've got to be put on no-fly list. We've got to, you know, have these Homeland Security and MIAC reports that we broke here, written by the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL. It's all pulled word for word from their reports, where Homeland Security admits internally their whole reason for existing is the American people, gun owners, libertarians, veterans, conservatives, people that don't like the private Federal Reserve, people that want to cut their taxes. We're allowed in America to have our political views that just so happen to line up with the Bill of Rights and Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You're the bad guys. And they have all these articles, a flotilla of them yesterday, saying it's bad and it's evil to be angry. It's bad and the Tea Parties are bad and Glenn Beck is bad and Michelle Malkin is bad. And I mean, just basically that everybody is bad who questions anything. And that it's un-American that we be involved in communities and that we be marching and that the American people stand up and say we're not turning our guns in. And they're particularly upset about the three percenters, as they call themselves, a lot of the military wearing those patches now in country. The Oath Keepers, they are really concerned about the military and police rediscovering who they really are, who they should be. And the police are feeling good, and the military are feeling good about themselves, becoming true Americans again, rediscovering who their ancestors are, what their birthright is, what their family name means. People that have felt horrible for years because subconsciously they know they're part of a bad system. Even if they themselves do a lot of good, they know the system's rotten and things are out of control and they're upset. And they're upset that veterans are reaching out to active duty people and that we're waking them up and that it's spreading like wildfire, and they admit it's happening. The establishment admits that they're losing the fight against us. The peaceful fight. I mean, this is 2 weeks ago. We can do it. New York Times, Ban Ki-moon, he exists. He is the UN Secretary General. The UN exists. Go over there to the east side of Manhattan. You can see it for yourself. And he calls for global government in this article. Fourth from the last paragraph, a deal must include an equitable global governance structure. All countries must be involved in deciding how the resources are deployed and managed. The UN will control it, but they'll listen to you, they promise. And they discuss in this article, written by the UN Secretary General, how the UN will tax and regulate every facet of your life. Now, hundreds of these articles a day, at the point where the establishment is announcing their global government takeover, their carbon tax, the IMF to be the private center of the new world government run by private interests, will be paying your taxes to Al Gore. They called that a conspiracy 33 years ago. He now admits it. You'll be buying carbon credits from him. The UN will decide who can sell carbon credits and give it to all their little insider buddies. I mean, this is a new form of royalty. And you can't expect the American people to just sit here while you do this and do nothing. You can't expect the people of the world to sit back while financial, illegitimate, criminal interests conquer us. Now, why is the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Centers the favorite vehicles by the private corporate networks that control government, the police, the military, to go between government, the federal government, international government, state and local government, Why are they the favorite? Well, because it's basically a foreign intelligence operation on record. They've been caught breaking into police stations, moles in police stations, stealing police files to create private files on people. It's a Mossad operation. Now, why is the Mossad used for this? Well, the British intelligence, U.S. intelligence, and Israeli intelligence all work for each other, with each other, and they admit that they have U.S. spies spy on the Brits for the Brits. British spies spy on the U.S. for the U.S. It's admitted the NSA's main snooping arms are in England. That's how they would get around the federal laws previously, and vice versa with Israel. That's how they have another layer of plausible deniability, plus you don't end up having an agent spying on their own family or someone who they support or someone they know. So you have a group that's been caught, been arrested before, infiltrating police departments. Well, now they just publicly run them. And anytime you say, oh, I don't want a socialist health care plan, MSNBC, CNN, they all say, oh, racism, you hate black people. That's so black people and Hispanics think now, this is what they're trying to sell, it hasn't worked. It's multifaceted. They're telling black people and Hispanics, if you care about your race, your group, you've got to be for big government, socialism. You know, free market's a old white man thing. You know, let the bankers enslave you. We'll take good care of you here on the reservation. But it's also for guilty white people who, believe me, aren't racist. Most of them are just worshipful of anybody who isn't white. They hate themselves. They believe whites are scum and filth. Believe me, I'm white. I know. That makes them go, well, I better not be against the healthcare plan. I don't want to be called a Nazi because I'm against socialism. What does calling someone a socialist when Newsweek had the cover story, we're all socialists now. See, when they're saying socialism's good, it's okay to say it. You're not a racist. But if you say it, you go, I don't want it. Oh, you don't like black people. It's in my film, Fall of the Republic. Clip. After clip, after clip of the news saying, oh, look at the tea parties. They don't like Obama. Look at this woman. She's a racist. Chris Matthews. That Carlos Watson guy, black guy, period. You are a racist. No, sir. You're worse than a racist, Mr. Watson. You're worse than a racist, Mr. Slimeball. Chris Matthews. Because you consciously are using divide and conquer. You know you're manipulating people. You're trying to get blacks and whites and everybody else fighting with each other for your own political gain. You're cold-bloodedly hijacking this country and taking over every sector of the economy. And right out in the middle of nowhere, when no one's even thinking or talking about race, you come right into the middle of the situation and drop it in the middle of the party. Drop a stink bomb right in the middle of the party and say, oh, you don't like black people. You don't like Hispanics. To get everyone at each other's throats. And that's what the ADL does. I mean, I don't like Michelle Malkin. She's a worshiper of torture and war and corruption and, by the way, of Israel. Not good enough. She's against socialism, and the elites want that, so she's demonized right alongside me. Lou Dobbs talks about the North American Union. Run out of his job. He's demonized right next to me. But they say, I'm the chief enemy. And why? Because I understand the game and I'm teaching people the game and showing them how these people are operating. And so Hitler was certainly bad and did kill a lot of people and was a bad guy. And so here I am, the grandson of two men who were in World War II, volunteered for their country, and I get to be lumped in. I'm now Hitler, see? They get to move that black spot in European history and over and put it on Alex Jones, who has nothing to do with it, and just say, oh, we're the ADL, we fight Nazis. Look, Alex Jones doesn't like socialism. And they say that in these articles. They say that in CBS. They say it in the Jerusalem Post. If you don't like big government, you are a Nazi, and you're dangerous, and you want violence. Does it matter that 9 times out of 10 when a synagogue or a dormitory or an NAACP gets a swastika spray painted on it, people, the police end up locally, because the police are getting wise, shutting up hidden cameras and catching the local black or Jewish students out there doing it. Game over, folks. You understand? It's now come out in the Miami papers. It's now come out in the Boston Globe over and over again. Top Nazis, Hal Turner, top Nazi rallies in Florida, everywhere. They're always feds. They're run by feds. And those are the groups all attacking Alex Jones. People aren't stupid. They're going, wait, the Nazis all hate Alex Jones. I mean, they spend literally on the web. I'm probably the number one person attacked by Nazis. They're not really Nazis. They're feds. They sick the mindless idiot followers, their bigoted followers, on us. Separately, I have the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center now saying I'm the number one threat. You understand now? And so by trying to say someone's an anti-Semite, and they don't say that about me, they just mix me in with them. But by doing that, they hope to demonize anyone being politically involved, lest you be singled out by the ADL. It's an attempt to chill your free speech and shut you up so you'll accept the bondage.
This is an emergency alert. More than half the world's doctors and nurses are refusing risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations, especially this flu season. Rely on OxySilver instead. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel, so get it while you still can. Order OxySilver online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270.
As bad as this is on the surface, to have Chris Matthews coming out and saying, if you criticize Obama in any way, you are a cross-burning Klansman. As bad as it is to have the ADL blowing the trumpet and saying Alex Jones is enemy number one. As bad as that is, it shows that the establishment is getting scared. And they admit in these articles that we're reaching tens of millions of people, that we are incredibly popular. That's a quote. and that we're growing. See, I can look at our own growth curve internally. Ladies and gentlemen, I can get off airplanes in Canada, in England, in Central America, anywhere in the U.S. now. I can walk down any main street and cars start stopping and people getting out and going, Alex Jones, Alex Jones, I'm a listener. I mean, we are huge, huge. And it's been completely underground. And they've tried to ignore us, like Gandhi said. First they ignore you, then they attack you, then you win. They have been trying to ignore us, hoping it would go away, and now they're saying, okay, this guy's dangerous. No, I'm not dangerous. I'm not the one putting poisons in the water supply, mainstream news admits. Okay, it's admitted it's in there. I'm not the one feeding people GMO food. I'm not the one telling the public there's no mercury in the vaccines when you read the insert and it's in there. I'm just pointing out all the lies. The people have found out that the media and the government are a bunch of liars. And so, hey, ADL, great. Write more articles saying I'm making up that there's a world government. And they try little tricks in there like, Jones says a lot of different groups. He doesn't know which one's running. One day it's the Bilderberg Group. Next it's the Trilateral Commission. Next it's the CFR. Next it's the Federal Reserve. Who runs the Bilderberg Group, CFR, Trilateral Commission, Federal Reserve Bank? It's like six guys. They're the heads of all those groups. Those are different management arms in a corporate structure. They write textbooks, the government does, bragging about it, so their high-level government executives and technicians can understand what's going on. I mean, do you understand? You can't continue to just say none of this exists. And they're not stupid. They're trying to create a chilling effect, saying it doesn't matter if it exists. You only say it exists, Jones, if it's good. You don't come out and say it's bad, or we're going to come after you. Do you understand? You as an American citizen are not allowed to speak out against the Ken Lay, Bernard Madoff types. Because that's, I mean, those guys are pulled from the highest ranks of the very same crew running things. They're all a bunch of crooks. Goldman Sachs, all of it. And the reason they're really scared of me is because I'm going after the Federal Reserve and I'm pointing out, bypass the Democrats, bypass the Republicans. This is the key. We are bringing people unity. We are telling you whether you're black, white, Hispanic, old, young, the New World Order wants you to be disenfranchised and dependent on them and institutionalized, and they want you to be totally controlled. We read the UN documents on air where they openly state they want to lower our standard of living to control us. And so we're here pointing that out, bringing people together under principles of liberty and freedom and true free market, and the system doesn't want that. And so their job is to make all political discourse about race and religion to get us all fighting with each other. They are the purveyors. And just like Chris Matthews wants to keep black people as the property of the Democratic Party by invoking race and telling them racists are everywhere that want to get them, if you say the word socialism, that's code for wanting to burn or shoot or lynch black people. The ADL wants to keep Jews on the reservation. They want to keep Jews scared, Jews thinking everyone's after them. They want to make it where when Jews hear on the radio, New World Order, oh, that's code for me. See, they're always inserting the word Jew into these debates, the word black into the debates. This is race baiting. This is religion baiting. This is how the great game is played. This is how we are controlled. I'll finish up with this topic and go to Dr. Paul Craig Robertson.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.